Hello, Alison Hernandez, and I'm here with Sarah Griffin from Sovereign Housing. She's been heavily involved and sort of leading the process of the Beachfield development that's happened in the Willows. And I'd just like to talk a little bit about why Beachfield is so special, Sarah.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Well, it started in 2008, so it's been 6 years in the making. And back then, it was Torbay Council's land, and they just have a dream of innovation to reduce fuel poverty and to try and provide a very highly sustainable scheme. So we've brought together a project team, tried to research on to achieve the highest possible standards of sustainability, and in fact, this scheme delivers codes 4 and 5, which back then had never been done on a large size basis. Right. It had only been the one-off prototypes. An awful lot of research and development to carry it out, together with a lot of consultation with local residents to see how the scheme should look, because they really didn't want an eco scheme. What they wanted was natural fabrics, contemporary but modern as well. So the scheme was completely redesigned by RPS architects to use natural stone but still have a contemporary feel about it. And we have achieved all of those levels of sustainability. We have a mixture of house types which include people who are wheelchair bound, elderly people, first time buyers, private market, and general needs rented. So we have really fulfilled what their objective was, because they are so highly thermally insulated, fuel bills will be really low. So, and they have photovoltaic panels, triple glazing, rainwater harvesting, so it is truly sustainable.
So it's got things in it I don't even know or understand, actually, at the moment, as in a normal house that I have. But what the other thing that's quite interesting about is the site, because it was quite a high... No one could believe that we could build a development on this site because of it's so steep. What were some of the challenges here?
It was a huge challenge because we have, for example, at the rear of the properties, we have a 6 metre retaining wall. So one of the challenges was how to make that look attractive. Yeah. But we've had to cut and fill a massive amount of soil to enable this development to take place. But also working with the slopes, we've provided underground car parking. So all of the flats have underground car parking. So it's working with nature as well, as well as the ecology of badger sets and slow worms and wild orchids that we've, you know, made new homes for.
Yeah, oh, that's brilliant. And we're here at the opening, the official opening of the site today, where we've got residents living in all of the properties. You had some for sale, some for rent, and a real mixture of the different types of things that you've got. We've just been in the communal lounge of the over 55s block, which is beautiful, and I hear they're using it really well and using it for craft and meetings and all those sorts of things. One of the things that I also seem to bump into is lots of happy residents. Now, I meet them where they work, and they tell me they've brought their first home here, or I've met them at the school, or I've met them out and about, and they're really delighted with living on this development. And one of the things that they've said is that the bills are so low that, you know, it's almost negligible what they're having to pay for their utilities. And I think, you know, in this day and age, that's really, really important. But obviously, this was a very big, expensive scheme as a trial. You don't expect to build something like this again?
No, well, unfortunately, well, at the time, the Housing Corporation, or now HCA, provided a huge amount of grant for us. The local authority, Torbay, gave us the land for free and contributed grant as well. So that's all enabled this to take place. But unfortunately, levels of government funding wouldn't allow this to happen anymore. Yeah. So, you know, the high sustainability levels, the thermal insulation... It's almost a thing of the past, which is a shame, but we should celebrate, because this is the first time Torbay have had, and the South West have had, a scheme of this nature with such high sustainability. I was chatting to one of the residents the other day, and their heating bills are a third of what they were when they lived in their other property.
That's incredible,
and that's,
isn't it?
You know, for everything we do, it's actually about the residents, because we can build what you like, but if the residents are happy, then it's a successful scheme.
And also, I've had people say to me, oh, that, you know, that big monstrosity at Beachfields, or I get people say, you know, that iconic development at Beachfields. I like to think of it as iconic, and full shippy with the Willows. We're delighted to have more people living in this area. It's one of the best wards to live in. It's got one of the lowest crime rates. So, you know, they're living in a really nice area. They've got access to shops, access to Exeter, access to the town because of where it is. So just wanted to say thank you very much. Working in partnership with Torbay Council, Sovereign Housing has made a real big difference to people's lives.
No, thank you. And thank you for all the project team, and most of all to Torbay Council for allowing this to happen. Thank you.
Thank you for your time, Sarah.
Thank you.